Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
And Dave, sometimes we spend time writing a show, and sometimes the show just writes itself.
Holy shit. That was a hell of a moment. I was so glad that I was a little late to work this morning and got to accidentally catch it on my way in. My God. All-time moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was doing a couple things around the house this morning, and I was gonna just turn it off and catch the rest on the podcast. And for some reason, I just plugged in my headphones and put my phone in my pocket and walked around and listened to it while I was walking around. And I'm glad I did, because Twitter would have made a whole lot more sense listening to it than if I hadn't. So for sure,
I think there's been like three or four times in the history of us like texting and running this podcast, or it's been like a where were you moment, like, oh my God, Chuck, are you listening to this? Like, please tell me you're experiencing this with me.
You've got to be hearing this. So yeah. So obviously we're talking about the whole Bret Michaels phone call, and that's going to be a huge, huge element of tonight's podcast. Of course, we're going to do our regular bets update, quotes of the week. We're going to break it down by playing some clips from the Bret Michaels phone call from this morning. We're also going to play back an interview that we did with Ryan Donaldson himself, talking about the everything that went into the whole call. And we're going to play Rate That Impression with none other than Ryan Donaldson, because when you punk somebody like that, I think you earned a Rate That Impression. So we're going to play Rate That Impression with Donaldson as well. And then we've got quotes, notes, and our answer to the trivia question as well. First up, though, we want to give a quick shout out to a couple of high rollers on our Patreon site, John C. and Jesse A. Thank you guys so much for your support, and we really appreciate that. And we wanted to let all the Patreon users know, and for those of you that aren't and are interested in maybe signing up for the Patreon, we are going to do Initials Happy Hour number 2 on Wednesday, the 29th, I guess that would be. Lose track of days now, but I believe that's Wednesday, April 29th. We are going to do Initials Happy Hour. So that's open to all of our Patreon users. For those of you that sent me tweets saying, oh my God, I forgot about that. This is your heads up. You got like a week warning. So hope to see all our Patreon users there playing little initials with us and seeing if you can knock off our man Lewis. So
for sure. And I should say, like, our Patreon thing, if you don't follow us and you don't if you're not a patron of ours, it's $1 a month is the bare minimum, and you can get some awesome humor. We put together a Power Trip of the Minute that we've posted in our podcast here, and we've put on Twitter a couple of times, but we spend a lot of time to try to make it funny and kind of do a weekend update kind of a deal. So I hope you guys get out there and try it and listen to it. If you don't like it, it's only $1, so.
That's right, and it's $1 a month, not $1 an episode. Like, right. Some people think they can charge that know a little bit about Twins baseball, but. So, yeah. So, if you want all the details on that, it's patreon.com/betsandquotes. Let's get to a bets update, because for once, there's actually a bets update.
Let's go.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Dildos are not essential items.
All right. Well, this week, I've actually got some news for you guys. So we had a new bet. We had a new bet that got canceled. And we had a bet result. So we'll take them in order. I was so excited to see on Twitter on Sunday that Chris Hockey bet Paul Meat Sauce Lambert $100 that he would outscore him in initials on Monday for the special Monday edition of Initials. And, yeah, so finally a new bet after, I believe I went back and looked, it was 58 days. That's by far the longest stretch that they've ever gone without a bet since I've been keeping track for the last, like, 4.5 years. So, yeah, so finally broke the drought. Meat Sauce, of course, won that. He ended up blowing the initials game to AJ on Monday, but he outscored Hawk enough to pocket $100 from that bet. So, good on Meat Sauce for that. Then Monday, they also placed a bet. Both Hockey and Nacho Lieber bet Sauce that Tua Tagliavoa, or however you say that last name, we'll just call him Tua. He would be drafted under spot 2.5, so either first or second. And Hockey wanted 2-1 odds, which Sauce gave him, and Lieber jumped on board with the bet too. So Sauce was clearly thinking that Tua was going to go third or later. And I got to thinking about the bet, and I was like, every sports book I've seen does not have a line like that at all. So I went and checked, and I sent a DM to Halverson and told him that, I asked him, I was like, where'd you get that line? I said, because if that line's out there, I want it, you know, because I'm going to hop on it as well. And he told me about it. And what he was quoting was like a month old line that had definitely moved since then, because Tua's kind of been sliding back and forth depending upon what rumors you listen to. And his current over-under for his pick selection is 5.5. Now, 2.5 makes a little bit more sense when you are giving 2-1 odds, like Meat Sauce was willing to give Hawk and Lieber. But yeah, they talked about it on the After Party podcast yesterday and decided to call off the bet. So unfortunately, that became a canceled bet. But maybe we'll get, you know, a couple more days till the draft, so maybe we'll get another bet or two. There are, most sports books I look at, there's like 150 different draft bets, and they're saying that the average handle for most sports books this year on the draft is going to be 10 times what it normally is, because everybody is so desperate to bet. Dave, are you putting any money down on the draft?
I definitely am. I got a couple, my big heads group that I bet with, they got a couple lines, and definitely Tua is one of them. And I got the 5.5. I got the under 5.5, but it's minus 160. But I am taking the over on quarterbacks at 4. I feel like it's, at worst, there's going to be 4. So I feel like it's just a free chance of getting a 5th there. And there's an added element of people like to sign quarterbacks, draft them in the first round because they get that extra year option, that 5th year. So I think there's definitely a chance, and I definitely like it at plus money, and, you know, basically with a bare minimum of a push.
Yep, I've got quite a few little bets, you know, nothing big on any of them, but just lots of fun little bets down, and we'll see what comes of that. Now the last bet to update you guys on happened this afternoon after, you know, all this stuff with Ryan Donaldson had kind of blown up today, and we were excited to put this episode together. Then we actually got a bet result from the Gronk bet, the long forgotten Gronk will unretire bet. This bet was placed before, right before Vegas 2019. So you're going back to like March of 2019 when this bet was placed. Sauce said that Gronk would unretire. They put a time frame on it, you know, because they were like, well, you know, what's the time frame? How long do we got here? And they were thinking about a year-ish or so. And Corey said, tell you what, let's just make it easy. Let's say before Power Trip Vegas 2020 happens. Well, of course, Power Trip Vegas 2020 is postponed. It has not happened yet. It will happen sometime later this summer or in the fall. So the bet remained open, as unlikely as it looked that Gronk would unretire, and from out of nowhere today, yep, the Patriots traded Gronk to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers so he can reunite with old Tom Brady, and Sauce wins a Caniac from Corey. That is one of the, like, longest shots that I ever thought would come in. I never thought Sauce would be winning that bet. especially after Gronk went down the whole WWE route and everything. I'm like, yeah, he's done. He's not coming back. Right. And yep, he is unretired. Now, whether or not he actually plays the game, that's kind of irrelevant because he announced today, he said himself, I am unretired. So that settles the bet in my book.
Now, I should say, to nitpick it a little bit, if for some terrible reason Power Trip Vegas 2020 does not get rescheduled, is that calling off the bet?
No. I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like, hey, I'm going to do this before I die. Well, you can't collect after you die, right?
But it's kind of like a futures bet because they're making it a 2020 event. You know, just like any NHL or NBA futures bet.
I think there's a high likelihood the Power Trip Vegas 2020 happens eventually. So, yeah, I'm pretty confident in settling this bet. It'll be interesting to see what Corey has to say about it. But in my book, Sauce wins. So,
yeah.
All right, well, excited to finally have some bets to talk about. And as always, we're excited to have some quotes of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Dildos? No.
All right, friends, it is time to get to the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with Dwight's son, Chris Hockey.
The fact that the Browns and Vikings both denied the OBJ rumors, the draft's next Thursday, and Von Miller has coronavirus. Here we go.
Always deny the OBJ. You know, I mean, you always deny it.
Somebody, you know? You would know it was your anniversary.
Yes, somebody you know does.
Yep, I was denied.
26.
Always deny the old BJ.
The old BJ. All right. Well, at number 2, it's more Hawk.
I just saved so much money.
Did you burn down Target?
Yeah, right.
That was brilliant.
So, you know, Hockey's so good at coming up with a quick comeback there. And, you know, he could have came up with 15 or 20 different funny things to put in there. But I think that was probably the best one is burning down a Target. So preventing Angie from putting more on that red card.
Yeah, it was. And that was an early morning one. That was like a, you know, first segment quote. So, yeah, he was on right from the get go.
Yes, I love it. I love it. All right. And the number 1 quote of the week goes to my favorite former state representative, John Kreisel.
A lot of different ones out there. There's
Corey, the computer is smoking.
Well, it just...
I was going to get a Vikings mask to wear, though, but it stops working in January.
Oh.
Oh, man, that is his forte. Not having leg jokes, divorce jokes, and picking on the Vikings for choking in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's kind of the old Kreisel trifecta there, so yeah.
Yes. Oh, that was good. And, oh, side note, too. I've been making a couple masks myself with my mom on my lunch breaks here, and we did make some Vikings masks. If anybody needs, Chuck, if you need a mask to keep yourself safe down there in KC and sport the Vikings, I have one for you.
I've got a mask, and it is the most plain, generic blue mask you could possibly have. So, yeah, I'm not going fashionable. If I was going to do anything, I would have done the penis mask that they talked about a couple weeks ago. But, you know, I just I decided to go just for the blue. I'm good.
Chuck, you ignorant slut. All right, and there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week in Your Thoughts, we are Ryan Donaldson heavy after one of the greatest pranks in the history of the Power Trip when he called in as Bret Michaels to fool Carly into thinking that she was going to get to sing on stage with Bret Michaels. Now, who knows? Maybe after all the publicity that comes out of this, there might actually be a silver lining in all of this, and, you know, Bret might get wind of this, and she might actually get her opportunity at some point. So maybe this will lead to better things down the road, but at least for a day, it was one of the biggest punks in the history of the Power Trip.
Oh my God, it was so good. And, you know, as a child of the 90s, I couldn't pick Bret Michaels out of a two-voice lineup alongside Akeem Olajuwon. So outside of his music, I didn't really know what to listen to. And it was kind of right when I flipped on the radio, that's the first thing I started to hear was the open of that segment. So I wasn't even, you know, maybe my radar was down too as well. That kind of added to it. But my God, I mean, there was no way that I thought that that wasn't Bret Michaels.
Yeah, you never know what they're going to do with a bit like that. And a lot of times they'll call in and it'll be Corey or Chris. And I thought maybe that would happen. But once Bret, quote unquote, started talking, I was 100% convinced that was the real Bret Michaels. And of course, we found out that it was just the brilliant Ryan Donaldson. So we're going to play some clips fresh off the presses. This is like a ESPN Instant Classic. So we're going to start off with hockey introducing Bret Michaels to the public.
Bret Michaels, it's great to talk to you finally and to have you on the show. Where are you right now, hunkered down for this this virus situation?
Well, good morning, Minnesota. Good morning, Twin Cities. How is everybody?
Oh my God, so good.
I'm hunkering down here in Nashville. My daughter's Rain and Georgia Blue. Just holding down the fort, man. No N95 masks or anything like that, but I do have quite the collection of bandanas, so we found a new nice use for those.
So he immediately starts talking about the bandanas that he's obviously famous for wearing, probably second only to David Lambert in wearing bandanas.
I was going to say, insert Dav cheap shot.
Exactly. So, you know, and you listen to that knowing that it's Donaldson, and you're like, oh, duh, you know, and it makes a whole lot more sense because he's like being self-deprecating about the bandanas and everything like that. But it's like, you know, at the time, you're just like, you know, I don't know. It definitely sounds like him. The other thing I think that helped was the phone connection wasn't the greatest. And, you know, it sounded like that's what happens a lot of times. And, you know, hockey will complain about that from time to time when, you know, they have to talk to somebody on just like a phone line or something like that. And it kind of sounds like crap. And so, you know, that added to the fact that it sounded completely legit. Like, you know, Bret's just on his cell phone out in the garage or something talking to some radio station up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's like he's kind of big time and like, oh, I'm this big rock star. Like, what am I going to do? Go down to the local radio station and jump on a hot mic and, you know, make sure that everything's super clear. Like, no, I'm just going to talk to these random guys for 5 minutes and forget this ever happened.
Exactly. So Carly finally got her chance to talk to Bret Michaels and interview him.
One of your biggest fans of all time, Carly Zucker's in studio. Carly, it's all you. Go right ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Bret Michaels.
Carly, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm so great. This has been like 20 years in the making. Okay, I'm not that old.
Am I that old?
Like,
am I that old already?
Question. Just moved to Pittsburgh. You're from, or at least you kind of grew up in Butler, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you spent a ton of time there, but what was it like to grow up there? And do you have any advice about Pennsylvania?
I mean, growing up there is perfect. I loved it. I absolutely had a great childhood. You know, I had a lot of good friends there. The people were great. I absolutely loved the food. That's what I miss the most. You know, I love Nashville, where I'm at now, and living out in LA, you know, when this pandemic passes, when I go back out west, but, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, Pennsylvania, always going to be home for me. I miss it.
So, given the old sales job there, that I really, really, really am a Pittsburgh guy. I love it.
Yeah, Sidney Crosby, you know, Evgeny Malkin. I just love Pittsburgh. Oh, my God.
One of the things that really surprised me about that, too, was the fact that it wasn't brought up that because they've talked about before how Bret Michaels is a Penguins fan. He likes hockey and stuff like that. And I'm surprised that either direction that like Ryan didn't like feed into, oh, yeah, aren't you married to that new guy that we got on the Penguins? Or Carly didn't throw out the fact that my husband plays for the Penguins and you're a Penguins fan or something like that. I was surprised from both directions that that connection wasn't somehow made.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, both parties work, you know, two boats driving in opposite ways. Carly was probably like, you know, she's you know, she's a good person. She's not really trying to show off, oh, my husband plays for blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Ryan Donaldson, you know, he probably doesn't know about Bret Michaels that much. He graduated from Egan, I think, and went to the University of Arizona. I think he's more familiar with Skrillex than he is with Bret Michaels. So he probably doesn't get the whole Bret Michaels bit that much either.
Oh, that's brilliant. Carly was having a blast talking to her idol and asking him all sorts of questions.
When did you kind of make that transition or add country into your rock element?
Well, you know, I mean, ever since I was younger, when people think of me, they think of rock music. But, you know, it wasn't about all just rock for me. As I mentioned, you know, in the 80s, we had an unbelievable diverse music genre choices. We had, you know, U2, Metallica, Madonna, but country music always spoke to me a little bit differently. You know, it just felt like, you know, it felt like home.
Country music. Oh, that's so cheesy.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's exactly the thing though, because he's kind of, you know, yeah, exploring that and stuff, and so it's like, yeah, that's exactly the answer you would expect Bret Michaels to give.
It totally works. It totally adds up.
Oh, it's so brilliant. So Carly got to ask several questions of Bret, and Bret answered them very, very admirably and didn't make any mistakes that would tip off that anything was wrong. And then the moment arrived where we set up the most brilliant opportunity of Carly's life.
First question, will you be coming to my show?
Yes, of course. Of course. Yeah.
All right. And the second question then would be, what's your favorite song of mine?
Oh, my. Well, okay. So many. How about Nothing But a Good Time? Talk Dirty to Me. Oh, okay, we'll do Nothing But a Good Time.
Perfect.
It just makes me feel so good.
We're going to open with Nothing But a Good Time when I come back, and you're coming up on stage and singing it with me.
Oh,
how does
my
that
God.
Sound?
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
That is
yes.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is
thank you.
Very cool.
See, I think that's where they crossed the line.
Oh, like, no. Well, that.
Okay.
That...
Okay. Let me rephrase. You know, cut. If you were to say that they crossed the line and were mean about this, I think that's where you say it, that line was.
Oh, no. That, like I said, this could ultimately lead to her getting to do just that. So, I mean, you know, there might be a greater good at the end of the day. And no, that you have to get the person to kind of go, you know, to that point where it's like, oh my God, like this is just unbelievable. It's like those, you know, back in the day when they used to have those $10,000 scratch off winning lottery tickets and people would scratch them off and yeah. Oh my God, I won $10,000, and then you flip it over on the back and it gives you the punchline that you just got punked. So yeah, you got to get them to the point where there's really something coming out of this. I mean, it's one thing to talk to Bret on the phone, but then it's like, hey, I'm actually going to get to meet him. I'm going to get to sing with him, you know, all that. So, yeah, you had to take it that far, and I thought that was brilliant. They even got Carly at one point to say to tell Bret, I love you, which they need to cut that up and play that multiple times when she's on the air. Just the old, I love you. So,
yes.
I think she said, I love you too. Cause Bret said, I've got one more thing to say to you. And she goes, I love you too. And,
which was so, genius if that was Bret Michaels.
Yeah. But, instead she said, I love you too to RD. So, well, the moment finally came for the big reveal, and, everybody, myself included, took a few seconds to process exactly what had just happened.
I love you too.
Well, go right ahead, Bret. Go ahead and tell her.
Carly. This is promotions director Ryan Donald.
Yeah!
Her face.
Oh, I don't even know how to say it. I almost felt so bad.
Oh, man.
Ryan, you killed
She's
that.
She's going Carly, to you kill
all of us.
And you were awesome! I can't believe how much you sounded like him!
That was a super, good Brett Michaels impression.
Oh my god, you killed that!
now, that is the seal of approval right there. If Hawk thinks that he sounded like Brett Michaels in that interview, then he 100% sounded like him.
Oh yeah, yeah, and he like, oh my god, it was funny hearing Ryan laugh on the phone as much as he did, and Hawk was just like, it wasn't quite the Indiana Hick laugh, it was just like this, oh my god, we got you laugh, and yeah, and it's funny too. That's about the longest you'll hear Carly going without saying anything too. So she was just sitting there in absolute silence, and I'm sure most of you saw the video that got posted out on the Power Trip page of Carly's reaction that Sauce filmed.
Genius.
Pretty priceless. So
I think the only thing that would have made it better is if he would have said, "Hey, Carly," and just went, "Yes, sir."
Oh my god, oh, absolutely brilliant. This is gonna go down. I mean, this is one of those that if we're still doing this podcast in a few years, this is gonna be a down memory lane we go, and we're gonna redig this episode up, because this one's definitely gonna, you know, mark it down, April 21st 2020. It's gonna be one of the moments of the year for sure. All right, well, we had a chance to actually talk to the man behind the voice of Brett Michael, the one only Ryan Donaldson, who, he's quite the guy. He's quite the versatile guy, and he's got lots of good voices, and who knows? He might need some more airtime after today's antics and stuff, because that was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. We got the chance to talk to him, so we'll play that back for you now. All right, well, we are thrilled to be joined by the one and only Brett Michaels. Brett, how are you doing today?
I'm coming off that high after talking to Carly. You know, it was a great morning for me. Unfortunately, we had to break Carly's heart, but, you know, we had some fun.
And of course, we're being joined by the one and only Ryan Donaldson, who you have now, like, if there was any argument as to who did the greatest impressions at the Fan, you've got the crown and you're the goat for life.
I appreciate you're number one. That. Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me on your show.
So what was your initial thought when you got approached about doing this bit?
Well, I mean, I honestly So I know Brett Michaels' music, but I'd never heard him talk before. So Hawk reached out to me yesterday. I've got like a thread with Hawk, Sauce, and Corey. And he's like, here's the idea for the bit. Everybody knows about Carly's, like, you know, admiration and deep love for Brett Michaels. So he laid it out for us. And he's like, we were thinking, like, you'd be the perfect guy to do it. Like, you've done some voices for us before. Like you guys mentioned, like, I can do some Tommy Wiseau with those guys. So they, you know, they know that I can do some voices, but I'd never heard him talk before. So Hawk showed me like a couple of videos on YouTube where he was interviewed, and I literally just listened to them for like, I don't know, probably like an hour straight yesterday. and then this morning, I've got a young puppy at home now too, so I was up bright and early. So before we did the bit, like, I got a little refresher on just like his cadence. And yeah, when Carly started asking me about, you know, growing up in Pittsburgh and how I deal with diabetes, type 1 diabetes, I had no clue what to do there. But I think I just left it generic enough where she was able to buy it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I will tell you, I was a child of the 80s. I've seen Brett Michaels interviewed multiple times. And, you know, when you first started talking, I was like, something sounded a little bit off to me, but it was, you know, your phone connection wasn't great. And I don't know if that was by design or not, but it sounded like you were calling from the moon. And I was like, yeah, it's just the phone, you know, it's early morning, you know, he's not like, when he does an interview, I'm sure he's, you know, all prepped, ready to go and everything. And, you know, phone interview early in the morning with a bad phone connection. Yeah. It sounds just a little bit off, but I didn't think anything of it, and I was completely bamboozled. So that the phone thing was totally by design?
No, I mean, we got kind of lucky with the quality of the phone, to be honest with you, like, it, because it wasn't like unairable, but it wasn't clear enough where you could tell it was me. So it was like, We just got completely lucky on that. I didn't know, you know, I had no idea how I would sound, but it was, it's funny because I did listen back to it just now. And, I like, they sound so crystal clear on those microphones, but on my end, like, I could barely hear Carly and Hockey's questions for me. So like, I caught like bits and pieces, and like, you know, when Carly was asking me about Pittsburgh, I could tell, like, I heard the word Pittsburgh, but it was super muffled on my end. So I'm thinking, like, I don't know, obviously there were some phone issues, but it was just a blessing in disguise, because I think if it was like me on like a, you know, if I was calling in on the Opal or if I was in studio, I don't think anyone would have been convinced, but I'm glad I had you guys going.
Right. Well, and I think it was super convincing too, because even like Jared Allen yesterday, like, he was kind of whispering and like the connection wasn't that great. So like, it was super believable, especially if you don't, haven't heard Brett Michaels being interviewed like I have not, so
yeah, it worked. And that's the funny thing too, it's like, so Hawk texted me too last night, because Carly, after they tweeted like special guest buckle up Carly Applin, and she's now obviously Carly Zucker, but that's still her tag on Twitter, so she texted Hockey immediately and she was like, oh my god, is this going to be Brett Michaels? I will sob. And then in all caps, sob, like, just repeating it, emphasizing it. And Hawk's like, dude, I don't know. Like, is there any chance this is going to kind of blow up? Like, is she going to get, you know, too hurt by this? And like, I was kind of leaning towards that. Like, maybe we just forget it. And Hawk and Sauce, I think they mentioned it on the show. Like, Sauce came back, was like, if this was anyone else, like, you know, like, we wouldn't have any reservations. If this was Tommy or if this was Parrish, like, we would drive this thing into the ground and not think about it. So we're like, right. You know, Carly's one of us. We're going to get her. And so that was the deciding factor.
Well, it was fantastic. I even went back and listened to a Brett Michaels interview after the show this morning just to get it down. And I mean, you definitely had the cadence down. The only difference I can really detect is he's just got a little bit more of like a natural Southern tinge to his voice, just a little bit, but man, like, you definitely, I could tell you had done some research with that, because
I told Hawk last night, he called me and he's like, so what's your plan? Like, I was like, oh, I don't want to go too over the top with the voice, because if I'm doing like, you know, if I'm doing like an over the top, trying to do an over the top Brett Michaels impression, then it's going to be too obvious that I'm not a real person. So I was like, I'm trying to find that like happy medium where I'm not myself, but I'm also not sounding like I'm trying to be someone else. So it was all about the cadence for me. Like, I listened to like a few interviews of his, and he has like this specific way of talking, and that's what I tried to go for. And luckily, I think it worked out.
Oh, that's great.
I had you guys going too then.
100%, 100%. Yeah. Like I said, at the beginning, something sounded weird, but I'm like, even then, I wasn't like, oh, this isn't Brett Michael, you know, because the very first thing I was listening to was whether or not it was going to be like Corey or somebody. Like, because there was part of me that thought this could be a bit, and so, or it was something maybe he had Brett Michael scheduled and then he dropped, and so now he's just going to have Corey do it like in a Jacques Lemaire kind of voice or something like that. And sure. I was kind of listening for that initially, and, you know, it sounded a little bit off, but I didn't for a second think that this isn't really Brett Michael until the big reveal, and then I was like, holy F, and I immediately jumped on Twitter, and it was just blowing up on Twitter.
Yeah, that was fun to watch after the big reveal there. But yeah, I mean, going into it, I didn't think it was going to be either one of those things where we were going to like not laugh at it. Like, I didn't know if it was going to go over well when the reveal happened, but I thought more than likely, like, what's going to happen is like, she's going to know like within like 10 seconds, like, that's not her idol talking. But when she was like, oh my God, hello, Brett Michaels. I was like, okay, she buys it. And that's when I like fully dove into character. And like, I tried not to leave character. I was like, just, you know, just trying to be in the mind of Brett Michaels a little bit.
Oh, that's great. So, I mean, on our podcast, we basically try to highlight and, you know, feature some of the best moments and funniest bits that have been going on since we started listening to the show. And I think I can guarantee that this one will be bookmarked as something funny to listen back to 5 years, 5, 10 years from now, for sure.
for sure.
I'm sure I'll be enjoying whenever you guys push that out on social. I'll be clicking on it as long as Carly doesn't kill me in the meantime.
I was going to say, you're the perfect, if you have to go into the witness protection program, you're the perfect person because you're the man of 1,000 voices. So you can be anybody.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take on Tommy Wiseau's persona.
Well, I feel pretty confident in saying that, like, this is, you know, I was trying to go mentally through all of the different pranks over the years that they've done on the air. And God, this has to be, like, if it's not number one, it's 1A, man. It is. It was brilliantly executed, and you did a fantastic job with it.
I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, Hawk set me up in a good direction. He prepped me for what he was going to ask me. So those ones, full disclosure, are like kind of like I basically had like little talking points of what I wanted to hit on with, like, you know, when you think of the 80s, what do you think of? What do you think about having your own Halloween costume? So like those two questions, like I knew were coming, but then when Carly, you know, when he throws it to Carly, I had no clue what was coming. So she's like, tell me about Pittsburgh and tell me about diabetes. I just tried to, you know, answer as generically as I could without sounding like I was just talking out of my ass.
Well, it was awesome, and job well done, sir. And you are you're definitely going down in power trip history on that one.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. I'm I'm in good company there for sure.
All right. Well, that was awesome, and thanks to Ryan again for coming on the podcast and giving us the scoop on the whole Bret Michaels phone call. So that was awesome. All right. Well, we are going to play Rate That Impression. We do this from time to time. Mostly it's Chris Hockey. We've also done Corey Cove when they do various impressions on the air. We like to play the original voice or person and then play the impression that the KFan person did. And, you know, we kind of give them a score on a scale of 1 to 5 Blue Chew chewables and talk about which ones we like and which ones we don't. Well, Ryan does two impressions, and the first one, of course, we're going to play is Tommy Wiseau, and then we'll rate his Bret Michaels versus the real Bret Michaels. So let's go first with Tommy Wiseau.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Oh, hi, Donnie.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I mean, literally, as I cut those two clips, like, side by side, the cadence, like, they were both 8 seconds. Like, it was perfectly timed out.
Oh, yeah. I could have flip-flopped those and said that Tommy Wiseau was first when it was actually RD, and I don't think a ton of listeners would have called us on it. So, that, unbelievable. Like you said, the cadence, the voice, everything. He nails it perfectly. I mean, it's a no-brainer. That is 5 Blue Chew chewables out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 5. 5 out of 5 for me as well.
Absolutely. I think it's the first time we've both ever given a 5 on the same person. So, no-brainer on that. That was brilliant. Now, the one he did today, this is the kind of the one that, you know, I didn't know, because I've heard Bret Michaels interviewed a few times and stuff, and I kind of have his voice, and like I said, I was fooled like everybody else was today with Donaldson's call, but it got me thinking, what am I going to think when I really play the real Bret Michaels side by side with RD? So here we go with the real Bret and the real RD.
We did some festivals, you know, we went and did Rock on the River. We've done a bunch of shows. We did the big arena up in Canada, and they were out with me. They are an amazing band and just high energy. Great. I'm saying to people, this is a party.
You know, I lean to the rock stuff too, but we have good pop music with Madonna, all the great country music that came out at that time. And I'm not going to lie, it was a pretty good party decade too, right? Nothing wrong with having a smile, you know. Laughter is the best medicine, and then we did a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Like, the cadence is perfect, because Michael's, insane. Like, he kind of, like, exaggerates some of those words, like, especially when he's given, like, a list or something, he's like, you know, we're out there to play rock, and we're having fun, you know, he, like, drags those words out, and Donaldson was doing the exact same thing. It was like, it's dead on.
Yeah. Wow. I really, you know, it is really good to see that or hear that side by side, because that was actually very legit, like super good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I'm like, because at first I was like, how did I get fooled by that? But then when I went back and listened to Real Brett, I'm like, yeah, it's that good. I'm like, he nails it. I'm going to give him a second 5 Blue Chew Chewables out of 5. What are you going?
Well, I don't want to make this into the NBA dunk contest. I'll give him 4.875 Blue Chews.
All right. Well, nearly 2 perfect scores for the man that I think he wears the crown as the king of impressions at KFAN, Ryan Donaldson. All right. Well, it's time for Quotes Notes. Dave, do you have an open for us?
Yeah. And it's an instant classic as well.
Well, I am in such a good mood this evening, given everything that's happened this week, that I'm actually looking forward to this open.
Aw, bitch!
Wake up, Rubes! It's time to recap the week. Talk about how Saucy used to smoke weed. Back in the day with Smitty, Hume, and the Bees. Wednesday is Corey's 40th birthday. His one wish is just to purchase his game. This Sunday is the end of the campaign. From the closet, bonus is calling. Rosie's pink mask is prime. What is Chris Hockey's dad's name? It's Dry. Now what did Tommy admit? It's Close Notes, initial sauce through a fit. It's Close Notes, the genius Brett Michaels bit. It's Close Notes, I'm really struggling to rhyme. Kids, Close Notes, no more wasting your time.
You know, I am in such a good mood, I'm not even going to edit that out.
What? You love it?
I didn't say I loved it. I said I'm not going to edit it out.
Okay, well, on your scale, I guess I'll take that as a 10 out of 10.
All right, what do you got?
All right, let's get to it. Super pumped for the Power Trip mock draft. I'll be live tweeting out the picks and graphics, putting together all the doing some extra credit work to try to boost up my Power Trip grade. One of my favorite shows of the year, especially getting everybody else involved. I hope that Swedberg and Sinekin and PA Charch, Lieber, everybody gets involved. I just think it's a great it's great to get all of those minds on one radio show.
It's absolutely the best 2 days of the year between, you know, the show leading up to it where they do the mock draft, make their picks and everything. Then you have the draft Thursday night, and then the reaction to who we picked, you know, if we get and end up picking 2 players or 1 or whatever happens with trades and stuff like that. But the reaction to it Friday morning, and then the Friday evening Nordo and Sauce show that they do live during the draft as the picks are being made in, you know, the second, third rounds and stuff. Last year it was brilliant because the Vikings kept trading down, and Sauce and Nordo just wanted them to make a pick, and they kept trading and kept trading, and Sauce would get, like, I would see the alert, and then like about a minute later I'd hear on the delay from iHeart and I'd hear Sauce be like, damn it, they traded down again. And it was one of my favorite like hour and a half of radio ever with those two. So yeah, really I'm gonna soak up the draft stuff this weekend, and looking forward to it.
Hell yeah. Next, my new favorite bit is when the Rubes call in. I think we've mentioned it a number of times.
Oh, hell yeah.
But whether Sauce should tell the story or not. Not only for, like, it's mostly about, like, the brilliance of the Rubes. Like, let's be honest. A lot of us have been listening to the show for, we all get the bit. The fake names, the cheap shots, and just the fact that they have to take a vote on whether Sauce can talk on the radio show that he's paid to do is just amazing.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant, and I yeah, thumbs up to the Rubes. Like that's the biggest time that I regret that I have to listen on iHeart. It's on delay because I never have a chance to like actually call in for anything and stuff like that. But I wouldn't be nearly as funny. Like I laugh every time when somebody gives like a bizarre fake name or they've just got some angle or some bit that they're going with. And yeah, it's brilliant. And I look forward to every vote. It's like yeah, send it to a vote. Don't let Sauce tell his story right away. let's hear from the Rubes.
Yes, I love it. I hope they keep doing it, but a great new bit for sure. Next up, I got this is very all good for me, selfish. Golf is back. Thank you, Governor Tim Walz. So glad to have the courses opened here in Minnesota. Played on Saturday and Sunday. Was a great escape from all of this, social distancing. And I mean, obviously, we're still social distancing on the golf course. But it's one of my greatest passions and hobbies. So it was very fun to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely got to be smart about this. Like, we can't just go gung-ho and open everything. But, you know, when you're on a golf course and people are keeping a safe distance and you're not touching stuff that other people are touching, why not? You know, same thing with, like, resorts and parks and things like that. It's like, you know, let's open up areas and still be safe. Because obviously the last thing we want to see is, like, another spike in cases and then we're right back to square one. So, but yeah, good on Governor Walz for doing that. And tee it up, everyone. Our golf courses here in Missouri have been open for a month. So,
Oh, good for you.
Thanks for finally catching up.
Well, that leads me to my next one is this Saturday. I guess you guys, a couple of you guys followed along. I tried to break 80 to earn myself vowels for lunch. This Saturday, I'm going to do a little special promotion for everybody. I'll be playing around, and whoever guesses the closest number to my actual score, I will virtually buy them and their significant other or whoever dinner. So they will receive a $20 Raising Cane's gift card. I will mail it out to you. So follow my account at Power Trip Quotes on Saturday and make your guess for what you think I will shoot.
Am I eligible?
Yes, 100%.
All right, then I'll go from hashtag no one cares to hashtag Raising Cane's, baby.
I was going to say, I knew I could bribe you with chicken to care about my golf game.
Hell yeah, I had it last night. It's awesome.
Next, was great to hear from Jared Allen. Just love that guy. Obviously, you know, wearing 69 really steals my heart. But he was just from the mullet to, making big plays in the 09 year. I just love that guy for sure. That liner from back in the day, like 8 years ago when hockey compared Meat Sauce's accomplishments to Jared Allen's and called Sauce a complete failure. Definitely digging that audio up later tonight.
Yeah, that was a really funny bit back in the day, and it's so funny every time Jared Allen is on, because he is, you know, he's a Christian guy. He goes to Bible study and stuff like that, and he's very, you know, he's really cleaned up his act a lot since some of his wilder days when he was here in Kansas City with the Chiefs. But it's so funny. There's something about the way he talks and his voice every time he's on the air. I'm convinced he's gonna swear. And he never has, probably never will and stuff like that. But I don't know what it is. There's something about the sound of his voice where I'm just like, he is going to swear. I think it's just like the intensity. And, you know, he talks kind of fast and he's very excited and everything like that. It's just like, I just keep waiting for the F-bomb to drop. But it's Jared. He's not going to swear. But yeah, it's just one of those things in the back of my mind every time he's on.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good. Next up I have is bonus initials on Monday. Man, that was like a Christmas present. You know, there's been so much negativity and everything that's been going on, but to get a bonus game of initials, that was just sick for so many reasons. Number one, so they put it out on Twitter, and if the tweet got 5,000 retweets, they would play a game. Well, I know everybody has a lot of followers and all this stuff, but to actually get 5,000 people to retweet one single tweet is a task in its own. And like, that's like a huge, like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, 5,000 retweets is a huge deal, and I was so glad to get for them to get there and everything like that. I even went on the old Power Trip Wiki account and retweeted it. Maybe that's cheating. I don't care. I wanted initials on Monday.
For sure, and I really do miss Ben playing. I know he had a poor performance as he only got one right, but I really missed him playing. It's he really enjoys playing the games. Obviously, he's better at before and after, but yeah, it was good to have him play again. And yeah, it was just a nice little treat for a Monday.
I will say I didn't like Monday's initials as much as I liked Friday's initials, because Friday I texted you. It was the best score I've ever got playing along by myself. I was like six, so I
yeah. Well,
I was locked in on Friday for some reason, and then Monday I was back down to reality with my normal two. So yeah, but yeah,
oh,
it was
good for you.
But yeah, it was awesome to have that extra game.
All right, two quick ones to end here. Happy 26th wedding anniversary to Chris and Kim Hockey. Holy cow! Not even married yet, but I'm professionally engaged. But I can only imagine how, 26 years together, I'm very happy for both of them.
Yep, indeed.
And finally, the day that we release this, Wednesday, happy 40th birthday to Mr. Corey Cove.
Yes.
He is officially, as the phrase is, he is now over the hill. So his good years are past him. He is basically washed up. All he's good for is, playing a little bit of poker, although he formally, he's already retired from that. But, yeah, Rocket League, Steak Fry, Shark Week. Happy birthday, Corey Cove. We love you.
Yes, and, feel free to load up on all the free canes you can at Raising Canes tomorrow in honor of your birthday.
Yes.
Because we know you get it for free.
Yes. May it rain free chicken fingers on your soul. All right, that's it.
All right, well, we have an answer for our trivia question. The trivia question was, of course, what song did Chris Hockey sing when he auditioned for Star Search? Yes, if you haven't been listening to the Power Trip a long time, he actually auditioned for Star Search at one point. And the answer, of course, was Love of a Lifetime by Firehouse. An absolute banger, hip grabber, whatever you want to call it. I love that song, and I just wish there was a tape of that, of Chris singing that. But there's not, but we have the answer. And our trivia winner this week was our good friend Justin. So I think this is probably the second or third time Justin has won trivia. So we owe him a lot of alcohol. So, but yes, congratulations, Justin. You were all over that one, and you are the winner this week.
Yes. So that will do it. Next time you see us, say one alcohol, please.
So that will do it for this week's show. Dave, where can they find you at in the meantime?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'll be following that to try and win that $20 Canes gift card from my Power Trip account at PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.